USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the 2016 presidential campaign, President Trump made a promise to install strict instructionist judges to the bench. The president said his commitment to appointing conservative judges is necessary to combat judicial activism.
In recent decades, our system has been under relentless attack by the left-wing activists who want to take the powers of the elected branches and give that power to unelected federal judges.
A federal judge has struck down a Trump administration conscious provision allowing pro-life health care workers to opt out of abortions, sterilization, or assisted suicide procedures. The judge said it was unconstitutional. On Wall Street, the Dow is off by a fraction, the S&P up 2, and the NASDAQ down 24 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
Republican incumbent Matt Bevin is still not conceding defeat, even though he fell about 5,000 votes behind Democratic challenger Annie Beshear in the Kentucky governor's race. He asked for a re-canvass of Tuesday's election results.
We simply want to ensure that there is integrity in the process. We owe this to the people of Kentucky.
The Senate has voted unanimously to send a bill to President Trump that would make certain types of animal cruelty a federal felony. Senators passed the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act, a bipartisan proposal that makes it a federal crime to crush, burn, drown, suffocate, impale, or sexually exploit animals. The bill is an expansion of a 2010 law that made it a crime to create and sell videos of animals fighting. The House passed the bill on October 22nd. The new law does not interfere with state and local animal cruelty laws. The president is expected to sign the bill into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A young game show winner has given some of the money he won back, USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Teen Jeopardy winner Avi Gupta is donating $10,000 of his winnings to cancer research in honor of the longtime program's host, Alex Trebek, who recently announced his pancreatic cancer has returned. The 18-year-old Gupta posting a video on Twitter saying that he was inspired to donate because of Trebek's diagnosis, as the host was someone he says he's admired for his entire life. Gupta donated the funds to the Knight Cancer Institute in Oregon in hopes of helping with studying the disease and promoting early detection. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After the recent killings of 9 women and children in northern Mexico, people are asking what can be done about the drug cartels. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is willing to help the Mexican government when it comes to drug cartels.
We stand ready to assist Mexico should they ask us to do that. But it all underscores just how important it is that we secure our border. When the president declared an emergency on our southern border, we had a crisis of over 140,000 people a month coming across our border, and Democrats in Congress focused on anything but the best interests of the American people.
The vice president speaking there on Fox Business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.